The Bush administration has suffered another diplomatic blow in its build-up toward a possible war against Iraq. Tonight, Arab foreign ministers issued a statement urging Arab states to deny any kind of support for military action against Iraq. The statement didn't mention the U.S. by name, but said Arabs should deny the use of facilities for an attack that threatens Iraq's security, safety, and territorial integrity. U.S. forces are based in Qatar and Kuwait as they prepare for possible military action. Now, Bush administration officials are already struggling to get the United Nations Security Council to endorse a conflict, or at least not to block it. When the UN debated the issue on Friday, Germany, France, and other nations spoke against war and demanded more time for weapons inspectors to work in Iraq. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice spoke to Fox News today.
Everybody knows that war is a last resort, but you need to keep the pressure on Saddam Hussein. And that meeting did not keep the pressure on Saddam Hussein. In fact, I think that the Iraqis went away and said it was a great meeting, that in fact the good forces in the world were now speaking out in favor of Iraq. Is this where the governments of Europe, the French, the Germans, others, really want us to be? I think not.
This is a moment when the Bush administration faces challenges in Iraq, in North Korea, and at the United Nations. Bill Richardson has personal experience in all those places. Before being elected governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson was the United Nations ambassador for the Clinton administration. He's recently been meeting with diplomats from North Korea, and he has met in past years with Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. And Governor Richardson joins us now. Governor, welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
Did you get a chance to watch much of the United Nations debate over Iraq on Friday?
Yes, it did, and it brought a lot of memories. France, Russia, and others always give us problems, but what I remain hopeful is, despite the very, very strong words by France and Russia, they never use the word veto. That is very helpful, even though their positions on Iraq, on a second resolution with material breach and a war authorization seemed pretty close to being set.
What options are there for the U.S.?
Well, I think the Bush administration should concentrate on Iraq's noncompliance. They should concentrate on that missile that seems to exceed the range, that is not just a potential violation, but at the very least a serious problem. I think that the more we can prove the ties with al-Qaeda, although those seem to be skimpy between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, that might move the French, who were public opinion-wise is very concerned about that issue. I think with Russia, you're very clear. You say, look, this is a time when we need you, and we want you to either abstain or be with us. China will usually follow if there's a consensus emerging in the Security Council.
Have we moved past the point where war can be avoided?
It doesn't seem like it. I don't believe there's any diplomatic action that can save us right now. The only other option may be, I recall when I was U.N. ambassador some 5 years ago and a war with Iraq was imminent, the U.N. Secretary General dashed off to Baghdad in a last-ditch effort. Perhaps Kofi Annan is planning that. I don't know. But I see that as probably the last gasp potential diplomatic hope, and I see that as probably minimal.
Governor, I want to ask about another regime that you have dealt with more recently, North Korea. This is, by the way, the greatest holiday officially in North Korea, the birthday of Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea. And on his 61st birthday, we're told he marked the birthday by urging his troops to burn with hatred for America. Makes me wonder, is that rhetoric or is that a real expression of the depth of feeling against the United States, at least in the North Korean regime?
Well, it's principally rhetoric, but I think the depth of feeling in North Korea against us is growing, and that's not good. The North Koreans, I've dealt with them over the years. I've been there. I've released American hostages, soldiers, others. Whenever they are entering a negotiation or when they're trying to grab world attention, they intensify their rhetoric, their bellicosity, their threats. The way to deal with them is you engage them directly, not through other parties like China or South Korea, not through the international community. In fact, I worry that the United Nations getting involved in the Security Council is just going to inflame them further.
Well, the administration has said that they will negotiate in some fashion with the North Koreans, but it hasn't happened yet. Is time a factor here?
I do believe time is a factor. My sense is that the Bush administration is waiting, just as a matter of courtesy, for the South Korean president, the new president, President No, to take office in late February. That's my hope, that's why they haven't had face-to-face talks. If the hardliners in the Bush administration are winning and saying, never talk to these guys, they're bad, I think that's a big mistake. But Secretary of State Powell, I believe, is the anchor, and he's pursuing the right policy, and he eventually may want these face-to-face talks. So I'm hopeful that he wins that internal debate, which may be occurring right now. My view is that you do engage him. With Iraq, I don't think diplomacy is much of an option anymore. That's the difference.
Governor, one final question, if I may. This is a moment when the United States faces confrontations with enemies and also with a number of its allies in Europe and elsewhere. If it was up to you to explain why this war is necessary or whether this war is necessary against Iraq, what would you say, Governor?
Well, I would say that first, I believe that Saddam Hussein is a threat, that I do support some kind of regime change of him. I believe the military option is probably the only one left. But then where I would step in and I would question is, what's the rush? Let's do it right if it's going to be done. Let's get international support. Let's have a sensible plan that you explain to the American people.
Bill Richardson is the governor of New Mexico, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, former U.S. Member of Congress, and also a former roaming ambassador of sorts for various administrations. Governor, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Steve.